Good morning. It's February the 13th, 2019, a day before Valentine's Day. And I do not know what to say. I have reached a fairly low, dark point, and I am seriously considering just, you know, given up, throwing in the towel, as they say. I took some Ethernet cable a few weeks ago and I rigged it up so I could hang myself. It'll work. The thing about these apartments I'm living in, they're not really apartments, they're more like cubes, is that they don't really have much space in terms of area. But they have a significant amount of volume given their height. You basically sleep over the bathroom, and you take a little submarine ladder up to the top, and there's a little railing. So if you're slightly inventive, you can take that cable and wrap it around the railing, and it gives yourself a nice little drop. Sure, it's not the official hangman's drop that's recommended by the National Hanging Association, but it's enough. It'll do the trick. And what's funny in all this is I don't really want to die. I don't. I don't really like the situation I'm in, but I don't think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people put up with it because of friends and family, because they're parents mainly. If you're a parent, if you have kids, that's why you put up with it. I'm going to be evicted in a few days, and someone made the suggestion that I go to DSHS, which I really didn't want to do, and seek help. And what I was basically told is what I already know. For people like me, there is no help with rent. Now, if I was a Somali mother of three or a Mexican father of two, yeah, I might get some help. If I was any other identity but the one that I am, I'd probably get some help. Hell, that would be right. But for people like me, we're just garbage. If you're almost 50 and male and you don't have a family, you don't have anything, you're pretty much garbage. And why not just throw yourself away? And however pathetic you think this is, how much of this you think is about feeling sorry for myself, this is how I feel. I don't feel like I'm welcome in this world. I feel like I should be thrown away. I went on the suicide chat line again. I tried it again. And the basic suggestion from Karen was that, well, at least if you're homeless, you're still alive. And I do think that's true, except for the fact that when you see the lives of homeless people and how they're treated, and more or less how they're scapegoated, because really, we don't scapegoat the bankers. The bankers who we basically bailed out in 2008 for being the biggest fucktards in human history, we don't scapegoat them. We don't scapegoat the military-industrial complex that gets lots and lots of money to murder lots and lots of people. We don't attack them. We don't attack the pharmaceutical industry or big healthcare. We don't attack the national security complex or the fact that Amazon and Google and Microsoft get paid a lot of money to act as our electronic jailers. We don't attack them, but we scapegoat homeless people. Because clearly the problem with America, not the symptom, but the problem that caused all our problems is homeless people. It's poor. I mean, why not beat up on the poor? And I just don't know. I don't have it in me. I mean, it's like, what am I supposed to say? That I'm worth something? I'm not worth anything. That I have a reason to live? Why would I want to live in this fucking world? Why would I want to live with most of you? I really hate most of you. Most of you disgust me. Most of you are slaves. Most of you suck the cock of the government and ask for more. Most of you are pieces of shit. You know, I might be a piece of shit, but I know with certainty that most of you are total pieces of shit. And you'll go to work and you'll do your little thing, pretending everything's fine, until basically the whole building collapses down on top of you, and then you'll complain. And that's when you'll decide to take action. It's too fucking late, you fuck. There's no action to be taken. Whatever dignity you thought you had, you gave up. Whatever liberty you thought you had has been long taken away. You're nothing to the people that run our society. I am nothing to them. We are all just walking and talking pieces of shit. And to those of you who think that the words don't apply, fair enough. Maybe I'm being too mean. Maybe you're not all slaves, but most of you seem like slaves to me. When I see you walking down the street with your little smartphone staring at it as if you're ready to take commands, and you do, you take commands, I think you're a slave. When you go around saying vote Republican or vote Democrat, when you talk about all this political bullshit, I think you're slaves. When you try to tell people that you're pretty certain we need to go to war with Russia, but you don't really know why, well, that's what a slave says, you stupid fuck. If you can't articulate a reason for murdering people, and again, I think murdering people is probably wrong, but if you can't articulate a reason, well, that's pretty fucking shitty, dude. And your reasons are stupid. What? That the Russians are interfering with our elections? Are you fucking kidding me? Israel has been interfering with our elections for several decades, way before when I was born. We have been interfering in other people's governments for decades, long before I was born, and you have the fucking gall to talk about Russia, you stupid fuck? So no, there's a lot I won't miss. If I killed myself, there's a lot of you people I won't miss. There's some people I might miss, but most of you can go fuck yourselves. You want to tell me to be tolerant? Tolerant of what? Tolerant of people's inabilities to control themselves? Tolerant of people's inabilities to separate their private life from their public life? I should be tolerant of that. Tell me, you stupid fucks, how tolerant are you of me breaking through that barrier? How tolerant are you of me expressing private thoughts in a public setting? Do you like it when I talk about this shit? Do you tolerate it? So no, I won't miss a whole bunch of this. I won't miss probably all of it. It feels like hell. Not every day, not all the time. But the little tricks I have to pull on reality so that it doesn't feel like hell, it's too hard to pull off. I'm not a fucking magician. I mean, if someone were to come up to me and say, hey, Dan, here's some money. All you got to do is hang on. I might be willing to do that for the simple fact I'm just too fucking curious. I know this shit show is going to crash. I just have no idea when. So if someone really did just give me money to hang around, and not a lot of money, just enough to pay rent, pay for food, I'd probably stick around. Just because I know it's a shit show. Just because I know it can't work. But it's too fucking strange. It's too fucking impossible. I mean, 10 years ago, I would have said the shit show is over. And yet it keeps going. The people that control us keep coming up with new schemes to convince us that everything's fine. And we know there are people in our lives who are falling off the radar. We know there are people in our lives who are dealing with the wounded. They're dealing with autism and cancer and dementia. They're dealing with unemployment. They're told that we have the lowest unemployment rate ever. And yet you look around and you see squalor and you see shit. You look around, you see people who can't pay for anything, really. except for with a credit card. You look around, you see debt and you see homelessness, but this is like a great economy we have. Everyone's working. None of it's working. It's broken. If you take away the crony bullshit, if you take away the crony money, I promise you a lot of people would be visibly losing their jobs right now. But the money keeps flowing. The bullshit continues. And I don't care if you leave a comment telling me I'm feeling sorry for myself. Dude, I'm almost 49 years old. I don't expect to live as long as my dad did, and he lived to be 68. If you think the next 20 years of my life are going to be better than the last 20 years, you're a fucking moron. If you think the next 20 is something worth seeing, you're an idiot. Do I think there are people who would be sad if I was gone? Maybe. But they would get over it. I have a case study of another sibling who died in 2012. People definitely got over her. People definitely got over her quickly enough that a couple years later, I could sit at a fucking table in the fashionable neighborhood of Maple Leaf, Seattle, and people could mock her. So yeah, people get over people. People would get over me. And you know, I think I've given them plenty of reasons. Hell, I had one sibling tell me a couple weeks ago I was delusional and I was hateful and I was guilty of hate speech. Believe me, you fucking morons. People will get over me pretty fucking fast. All I really need at this point is the will to hang myself. That's it. All I need is the will. And yet there's still that part of me that wants to live. And I have no fucking idea why. You could say it's about God. And yeah, I do believe in God. But as stated, this life feels like hell to me. Even the good times feel like a contrast designed for exceptional pain. So if hell is worse than this, my curiosity has me interested in that too. It's got to be worse. It's got to be testicle crushing, acid boiling, every single neuron in your body being exposed to a dagger pain. It's got to be the worst thing ever because this feels pretty fucking shitty. That's where I'm at right now. I don't really believe any of you will understand this. Maybe one or two. I think there are a couple people out there who might understand what I'm saying. And a reasonable person would chalk this up to anger. A reasonable person would chalk this up to depression. Both statements are true. I will admit, I am sad right now, but not in a way that makes me cry. I can't even raise much of a tear. I am angry, but not in a way that has any target but myself. I am angry that I have been such a fool. I am angry that I have been such a failure. If I had chosen a different kind of life, if I had gone down a different kind of road, if I had become a lawyer and a house flipper and a fuck your neighbor and fuck your society and fuck the world human being, then fuck, man, I think I could have been very successful. That was the path I could have gone down. In a separate but parallel universe, I went down the path of fucking my neighbor and flipping homes and participating in shelter schemes and fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. That is the path I went down. Not in the verbal sense. Believe me, if you listen to my podcast, I've got no problem saying fuck you. I mean in the real sense. Screw your neighbor. Screw your neighbor, screw your family, fuck everybody. That's the world. Fuck everybody and then rationalize it. Fuck everybody and then read a book and quote it. Fuck everybody and then bring in a professor to explain how you really weren't fucking people, you were helping them. You're a helper. Fuck you. If you're a house flipper in Seattle and you think that's a legitimate way to make a living, fuck you. If you think your home is some investment honeypot designed so that you can become exceptionally rich, fuck you. If you think and believe that homeless people are the cause and not the symptom, fuck you. I mean, really, just fuck you. If you think these stupid fucking wars are justified and that it's okay to kill lots of people as long as you don't know them, my God, sir or ma'am, fuck you. I don't know what else to say at this point. This is a pretty dark podcast, but I also don't care. Fuck you. I think that I am worthless, and I think people like me should probably just go away. I think that I have accepted to internalize the judgment of my society, which is, if you're white and you're straight and you're male, you're a piece of shit. You're guilty of all the historical crimes. You're guilty of slavery and misogyny. You're guilty of being a homophobe. You're guilty of hate speech. You should just die. And I'm a ginger, too. So it's like, I'm doubly despised. And I would say to myself, fuck you, Dan. Fuck you. It's just so fucking pointless. Between homelessness or moving in with a relative for a few months or hanging myself, it's really just the, you know, one of three options. You know, run your own personal Monte Carlo simulation on that. Figure out where the 33.333% goes and then just say, fuck you. I have a 1 in 3 chance. Well, technically that's not true. I have a 2 out of 3 chance that I'm going to live another week, which is actually not bad odds when you think about it. Because in terms of my options, I weight them equally. And each option is roughly 33%. So I would say there's a 66% chance, plus or minus, that I am going to be alive in a week. And I do think those are decent odds. But there is a 1 in 3 chance that I'm going to hang myself in the next few days. And I think that's a pretty accurate description too. I just don't give a fuck. I'm even at the point where if they wanted to put me in an insane asylum, I'd probably go. And it's not because I want to go to a, you know, a mental health facility. I don't want to really go to that special floor at Harbor View. I don't really want to do that, but I figure maybe that's where I deserve to be, or maybe that's where I belong. Society feels crazy to me. Okay, this world you think is fucking normal feels like a madhouse to me. You, most of you, not all of you, that's not fair, but most of you, maybe 80% of you, you seem fucking crazy to me. You have crazy fucking ideas. Most of you feel like functional sociopaths, which means if we took away your smartphone and we took away all the propaganda, you might go to a ground state of some type of decent human being. But as constructed, within society as it is, most of you seem like functional sociopaths to me. And I just would say, fuck you, you crazy fucks. Maybe being in a mental health facility would be more fucking sane than this bullshit. You know, I think back to what happened on September 21st of last year, when my manager, Derek Chan, at Alaska Airlines came up to me and made his little petty demands about my time and what I was doing in a very public way, like some kind of asshole Mandarin or Beijing bureaucrat, as if he were a fucking high-level commie within the Chinese political system. Fuck you, Derek Chan. I don't give a fuck what happens to you, but at this moment in time, if I saw you, all I would say is fuck you. You know, you and your shoulder touching and your arm grabbing and your bullshit. Fuck you, Derek Chan. Fuck you, Alaska Airlines. Fuck you, that whole fucking place. I didn't even want that job. You want to hear an interesting confession? I told AIM Consulting, after the phone interview, I wanted to cancel the in-person. I had a bad feeling about it. Nope, nope, nope. They came back and they said, but Dan, they really want to talk to you. They really want to see you. Okay. Then I get the job. And then they come back and they say, Dan, they're going to give you a drug test. What the fuck? Okay? Fuck you. Testing for marijuana in fucking Seattle, Washington in 2018. Fuck you. But what's really funny is there's no way I could have passed a drug test, which means either A, the lab failed, which is possible. It's possible. It's not very likely given the amount of weed I've vaped in the last few years, but it's possible. Or B, that consulting company lied to Alaska Airlines. But at the same time, they also stressed me out. So whatever break I had between contracts turned into a stress fest, you know, leading to more weed use, really. So fuck you. This whole thing's a madhouse. I don't give a fuck about any of you. I don't give a fuck about ever working as a software engineer again. Would I take a job? Sure. Would I do it well if I was treated like a human being? Yes. Is there any fucking chance of that happening in Seattle right now? I give it a 1 in 1,000 chance. Not zero. Only an idiot would assign zero in the real world, right? But yeah, 1 in 1,000, maybe 1 in 100. If I'm really being optimistic, a 1% chance. And nobody wants to hire someone like me. So those chances are probably pretty fucking accurate. Anyways, there is only a 1 in 3 chance that I will disappear this week, and I'm trying to err on the side of whatever fragmentary optimism I have left. I think I pretty much hate most of the human race at this point because most of you disgust me. Not all, just most. I think you're mostly shitbirds. I think you're mostly morons. I think you want to give all kinds of easy advice, and I would suggest you save that fucking easy advice for someone who gives a fuck, because I don't. Have a great day.